This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A lot to get to before we take you off into the weekend right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. We're live and free on the always free Odyssey app. It's Team 980, Linnell Willingham, Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. He's back with you on Wednesday for the official start of free agency. Legal tampering period gets underway on Monday in Washington. Last night, right before I took the air on 106.7 for overtime, we got the news that Bobby Wagner signing a one-year, $9.5 million extension, and $8 million of that guaranteed. He's got $1.5 million in performance escalators to bring him back to Washington. Cool thing about this for Bobby, Bobby was his own agent during this process, so he's negotiated this deal on his own. And credit to Bobby, but also credit to Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, I'm even going to throw Ken Norton in there as well. Looking at all the relationships, I don't know if we know this or not, because the numbers, I'm looking at them right now across the National Football League at the linebacker position. And let's just say Bobby Wagner gave a hometown discount to the Washington Commanders. And I know people are going to talk about the age, right? And I know that's going to be, you know, something that people bring up. He's, what, 34 years of age? But, man, when you have his level of production, when you have his level of impact on the field, off the field, I really think, I don't want to say there's no dollar amount that's not worth it for him, but it would have been really tough to see this team have to part ways with him. I would have described it as a brutal loss. If they could not retain Bobby Wagner, I would have viewed it as a brutal loss. Throughout this process, though, you know, I've talked to folks. It's been very clear that Bobby wanted to return the entire time. He was at Josh Harris's end-of-season address. Dan Quinn name-dropped him at the combine in terms of, you know, who's working out right now, getting better. I absolutely thought that this signing needed to happen. The other way I look at it is this. As good of a signing as it is, I do still believe we are closer to the end of Bobby Wagner's career, clearly, than we are to the beginning, right? He is, how do I want to put this? Father Time is undefeated. He's old.
He's an old man who's played nearly 15 years in the NFL. Like, you certainly know that his time is coming to an end. On behalf of our program, Linnell, I would like to wish. I'm not petty. I don't think. I'm not petty.
I know that you're. Well, you can be.
I would like.
You have the club in your bag, so to speak.
I would like to wish. Mm-hmm. Well wishes to Pete Carroll. Suck it, you dork. All this talk about, oh, I love Bobby. He's a free agent. Suck it, dork. You're not getting Bobby Wagner. He's staying here. He wants to be with Dan Quinn. Love he him. Wants to be with Jaden Daniels. Kind of a, hopefully a little bit more of a fruitful yes. Jason Worth to Bryce Harper kind of relationship going on there. I'm thrilled that Bobby's back, and I hope that this season is more, or we see more of it. Obviously, last year he couldn't with a mixture of injuries and the fact that he was playing so well.
Yeah.
But I hope that he really becomes like a big brother to Jordan McGee.
Yes.
And can transition Jordan McGee into a role where he is the middle linebacker for the future of this organization. Because I know we know they love him.
Yes.
They like Jordan McGee a lot.
I think it was evident. What was that, Denton? Week 17 against Atlanta, they come out in their 4-3 base package, and McGee's the third linebacker, along with Luvu and Bobby.
Yeah.
So that shows you how prepared they are for him to be, ultimately, that Mike linebacker of the future. Here's the thing that concerned me, Denton, with Bobby last year, and I guess, whether it's fair or not, I kind of feel the same way this year. He played 98% of the snaps a season ago, Denton. He wore the green dot. He called the defense. He was the guy that led the communication for this group. Maybe we'll ask Ben Standing when he comes on. It'd be a perfect question for Ben. If Bobby got hurt last year, who wears the green dot? Who calls the defense? See, that's my primary concern with this. I love the move. He deserves it. I understand why they wanted to bring him back. I would have brought him back. What I will say is this. You almost have to treat the draft as if, almost treat free agency rather, as if the draft doesn't exist. Meaning, just because you re-signed Bobby Wagner, I'll be honest with you, Denton, I'm starting to grind tape and look at guys a little bit more. I know this is your hobby, Mr. College Football himself. Jahad Campbell, if he's at 29 and they really like him, re-signing Bobby wouldn't stop me from bringing in a guy like him. In terms of fit, what he could be in this defense, the pass rush versatility. It's almost like another Frankie Luvu. This is the way I look at Jahad Campbell.
There's going to be a lot of guys available there.
At that position.
At that position.
And that pick.
It's one of the deepest positions in the draft, which is a benefit that Washington has. I'm thrilled with the Bobby thing, though, because it prioritizes culture.
Yes.
You want to keep the guys that were really impactful in the shifting of what this organization was about. I'm not expecting Bobby Wagner. You're not expecting Bobby Wagner. I don't even think they are expecting Bobby Wagner to be an all-pro again.
I'll be honest with you. If I'm paying him $8.5 million, I need some Pro Bowl numbers, Bobby.
I need good play. I'm not expecting him to be an all-pro again, but I'm expecting him to not fall off a cliff.
Yes,
like it's a balance between those two things. I'm expecting him to be a guy, though, that continues to help build this culture forward. That is priority number one this offseason. We can talk about players. We can talk about positions. But it's maintaining the idea that not only are we one of the best teams in the NFC, but to continue to strive for better and not get complacent. I feel like bringing back a Bobby Wagner really kind of focuses on, we still have work to do, and I'm going to help you both on and off the field get to a position to where we are consistently as an organization in the conversation for best in the NFC, not just this flash in the pan thing that all the Eagles fans think the Commanders were.
Well, little teaser for Monday. Got something for you. That Eagles fans aren't the only ones who think Washington was a flash in the pan. Those whispers are starting to become yells. But we'll see. That's what's great about the offseason. Everyone's 0-0. You get to talk. You get to improve the roster. So we'll see. But, yeah.
There are certain people that if they're yelling that, it makes me happy. Because there are certain people I'm like, y'all are wrong all the time.
Well,
I hope you're yelling about this.
This is what you do, yeah. So I think to your point, the culture piece, there is no dollar amount that you could put on it. I would go as far as to say, you know, I'm a nickname guy. I'm calling him Captain Culture. That's literally... I think Bobby is as responsible for the culture shift as anyone in the locker room or the front office, because everybody to a man that you talk to, there was a story our guy Tyler Dunn wrote off for I think it's golong.com, golongtd.com. Tyler Dunn's been, you know, with ESPN, he's been with Bleacher Report, a guy that's traveled around, independent guy right now, but he's still breaking massive news. He did a feature, Denton, last year on the Commanders, and he got to go one-on-one with Dan Quinn and Joe Witt. And Bobby Wagner last year, randomly on a Tuesday, started coming in. That's the off day for everybody. Started coming in and watching film. Next thing you know, the entire linebacker room is in there watching film every Tuesday on their off day. So, like, it's stuff like that you can't really quantify or put a dollar amount on. I know we all heard the story that Jayden told out at Radio Row about, I would want to say that was the Arizona game that they came back from late as hell, and they're getting in the tub at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. because Bobby said so. And it's just those two, and you wonder how that relationship falls to the way that it did. Denton, I'm actually going to challenge something you said. I actually think Bobby will be better next year, and here's why. The reason I think he looked like he struggled at times, you know, I was on his ass at times.
I was about to say, you were very much not shy about that.
I was not shy. Early on, I think him and Jeremy Chinn kind of struggled to tackle, but that's what happens when you don't play a bunch in the preseason. But I think if you get a guy at the defensive end spot that can consistently set the edge and force plays back inside to Bobby Wagner, he won't have to scrape sideline to sideline. It's more of scraping hash to hash. So that's more how I look at it.
So basically what you are hoping for, and I don't disagree with this, is I don't want Bobby Wagner to be the role of everything.
Well, no.
And like last year with the defensive line and the struggles, everybody had to do more than what they were sold on because no one could set an edge. I've said this offseason. It is embarrassing watching a defensive tackle get moved to the edge because the guys that you are paying to play edge cannot set it. Stop. Like, that is an embarrassing thing. It's one of the reasons why I'm actually kind of in favor of bringing John back, because if you just let him do what he's supposed to do and then pay somebody correctly to do what they're supposed to do on the edge, I'm not saying that John's going to be an all-pro, but I think he's going to be a lot better than people seem to think that he was. Because I thought when he came back, he actually played really, really well.
Yeah, there's gas left in the tank with Jonathan Allen. We continue both. I agree with you 100%. I still think there is a scenario which they bring him back. I think everyone in that organization expects Johnny Newton to take a sizable step forward next season. I thought during the postseason run he was okay. I wouldn't call him great, but you saw some flashes of the quick penetration, the ability to get off blocks. He was better a little bit with the double teams, I would say. But, like, the other thing with Bobby is this. We talk about getting that edge setter in there that can really help him out. I think that lightens the load for him too. But something I mentioned a moment ago, like, I don't need him playing 98% of the snaps this year. Like, I would like for them to be able to integrate Jordan McGee, or if it's a guy that they draft this year at that position, he's great, but I need someone else to be able to communicate the defense. Like, that is the other thing to me. And Ben Standig going to join us at noon Eastern time before we get out of here, so that'll be something that we can ask him. But, like, I genuinely am curious to see, like, well, if it wasn't Bobby last year, was it Quan Martin that was going to call the defense? Was it Jeremy Chinn? I'm thinking about the other guys that played that volume of snaps that are in the key communicating positions. You're normally not going to have a corner set your defense.
Dear God, no.
Remember, please. Cam Curl wore the green dot.
Well, I was going to say, Quan Martin, here. If it's not going to be Bobby, I feel comfortable with Quan. I also would feel comfortable with Luvu, because I thought Luvu did a really good job. And again, he played a magnitude of snaps that would justify him wearing the green dot. I wouldn't go too far outside of those three. Like even with Chinn, I really like Jeremy Chinn. I don't know that I want him to be the guy that is calling the defense. I feel more comfortable with Quan. If it's not Bobby, I actually would like Quan, because he could see the entire field, right? Like, he's the back end safety. So I feel better with him if it's not going to be Bobby. But I would like to test to see what I would hope that they do in preseason, right? Like, preseason games don't mean anything, but you can work on some things. Whoever they get at linebacker, whether it be Jordan McGee, if they draft somebody else in the upcoming draft, I hope they get them a lot of reps with the green dot. So, like, we can see, all right, what is he? Can he maneuver it? And getting those reps in game speed just against guys that aren't going to be playing. But just to get comfortable in that role in the event where Bobby, let's just say, plays instead of 98% of snaps, somewhere in the neighborhood of like 85. Because I feel like 85 is still a good number for a guy that's approaching year 15 in the NFL.
That may still even be a little low, but I get your overall point. Like, the number's got to drop, point blank, period. The idea that I thought of, Denton, for letting someone else kind of get the reps, don't play him during preseason and let someone else wear the green dot with the ones. If you're going to do your joint practice bit, let him practice in those, but then don't play him in the preseason so someone else gets those reps calling the defense. I think it's going to be fascinating. Bobby Wagner back on a one-year, $9.5 million deal, $8 million guaranteed. That is a raise from his $6 million guarantee last year. So shout out to Bobby negotiating his own contract. I think he hits the $9.5 million mark, because I think those performance escalators get met. Now, they will get paid out in the form of a signing bonus. His cap hit for this year, I expect to be around $8 million. or to be $8.5 million, rather, or $8 million, excuse me, that would put him lower paid than Demario Davis, C.J. Mosley, Jordan Brooks. Like, it's to my point that I made at the start. Like, he got a major discount. Roquan Smith, now, granted, he's 28 years old, so it's a difference. He's making $20 million on average. So, like, Washington's getting a major steal at this position, and I hope that other veterans look at Bobby and go, man, he was able to still flourish while he was in Washington. Look at Ertz and go, man, he was able to flourish getting up in age while in Washington, because I think they're also creating that type of environment, too, where they can welcome in some veterans. And speaking of welcoming in some veterans, we talked about it yesterday briefly. Well, you all demanded that we talked about it yesterday. Washington's got some other needs on this football team. Wide receiver clearly is one of them. But I look at the trenches on both sides of the football, offensive line and defensive line. We hit on a couple of O-line guys yesterday, but today I really want to focus on the defensive line with the background knowledge that, hey, yesterday at about 4 p.m. Eastern time, Trey Hendrickson, the NFL's sack leader from last year, requesting a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals. It's as a result of Cincinnati just not being able to pay him, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins. Once Max Crosby signed his deal, I think the price tag for Trey Hendrickson skyrocketed. Because when you look at the production between him and Max and what Hendrickson is slated to make, there's no argument you can make. I don't care about age or anything like that, that Max Crosby is $20 million better than Trey Hendrickson. I just don't think you can say that. So he is going to get a new deal in terms of whoever trades for him. If we've got it ready, Jonathan Jones of CBSSports.com, one of the most plugged-in NFL insiders in the business, had this to say in terms of what type of trade compensation it would cost for a team to acquire Trey Hendrickson. So, low two, high three. Washington has a high three in the form of their low two. So that is what I would call that. Dan, what did we throw around a moment ago when we were in there? A third and a future fifth gets it done for Washington?
A third and a future fifth. I mean, if they want just a high three, then their low two at 61
could be
that. And then maybe you can work some other stuff to gain more draft capital throughout the course of the draft. But if you can get Trey Hendrickson, because my fear, Linnell, when I saw this news, was that people were going to put him in a similar conversation in terms of like draft capital needed as Myles Garrett. Not the exact same, but when you start throwing like first-round picks up in there, I'm like, I don't know that Trey Hendrickson is going to demand a first-round pick. Like, the thing about Myles Garrett, he's one of the best in the world, but he also has multiple years left on his deal. You're going to really have to pry him away from Cleveland, where Cincinnati is not. You don't have to pry them away. He's walking next year because they're not going to pay him.
Right.
So they're in the position where you can just give me something in return for him, and then you guys pay him. So if you can give up a third or a low two for Trey Hendrickson and then pay him and then still keep that first-round pick, you're living pretty all right.
You are, and I think where it gets interesting with Hendrickson is going to be like what the new contract demands. Max Crosby just signed for $91 million or $62.5 million guaranteed to signing, $91 million totally guaranteed. So like that's now the market at the edge rusher spot. You have to look at some of the guys that are below him from an AAV standpoint. Like Hendrickson is set to make $16 million this year. And I just think that's just far too low for him when Crosby's averaging $35.5 million per year. I think for Hendrickson, you look somewhere in the neighborhood, I would say, of maybe $25 to $27 million per. I don't know, though. I think that number is higher. I think he ultimately may command $29 to $32 million annually. I think he can command a big-time deal because of the sack production that he's had over the course of his career. The age, obviously, is going to impact how much you pay him, but he's only 31. It's not like he's 34. A two-year deal if he's willing to take a 2-year deal, you know, let's say it's 2 years, $60 million, $30 million guaranteed
for Trey. Trey's 30.
Oh, he's 30.
Yeah, he's 30. He's a 94 guy, but he's late 94. So he turns 31 in December. So you
So he's 30.
Yeah, like people are bringing up the age stuff, like with Khalil Mack.
Yeah,
get that. He's 34, but you can get 3 years out of Trey, 3 good years. And if we're being honest, if you sign a guy to a 4-year deal, you're getting 3.
Yeah.
You get 3, then you got to restructure that deal.
Zone wants to play
so you
that.
Can get 2 or 3 years out of him and then move the money, right? So I think the way that you structure the contract is going to be huge for Washington. But again, we talked about this yesterday. They got a bunch of Ivy League dorks. They're supposed to be really good with money and numbers. And this is what they were paid to do. If we celebrated that last year, let's see it in action this year when they're going to be a little bit more aggressive in free agency and not just signing a bunch of dudes to 1-year deals.
So Trey Hendrickson requesting a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday. Since he's going to honor that request and allow him to talk to other teams is what the expectation is. How we got to here in terms of the relationship between Trey and the Bengals, I think it's just he's kind of the odd man out. They're kind of going with the team building philosophy of, hey, we're going to outscore people and we'll fill in the defense with some ancillary pieces, not a guy that's going to command top of the market money like Trey Hendrickson. If you trade for him, the trade comp, low 2, high 3, Washington with their second round pick can be viewed as a high 3. We've kind of talked about the deal here. We'll take a quick timeout. A lot more to get to before we get out of here. We'll also have Ben Standing join the show at 12 noon. Our guy Ted Nguyen of The Athletic, one of the best X's and O's guys, going to join us in the 12 o'clock hour as well to try and diagnose some of the issues that Washington had last year defending the run. When we get back, though, Trey Hendrickson officially requesting a trade. The cost, a low 2, high 3. Should the Washington Commanders be in on Trey Hendrickson? And if not, who would we like to see them go after? We'll give you our thoughts on that next as the Team 980.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jonathan Jones, NFL insider for CBS Sports, giving us the latest on how much it is going to cost to acquire disgruntled pass rusher Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati Bengals. You're tapped into the Kevin Sheehan Show right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. It's the Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham alongside Denton Day. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Kevin back with us on Wednesday. Legal tampering period gets started in the NFL on Monday, so super excited for that. The Commanders have a couple of housekeeping notes or a couple of housekeeping items to take care of before they get to the legal tampering period. How many of their own guys will they actually bring back? Well, yesterday we saw them strike a deal with future Hall of Fame linebacker Bobby Wagner. 1 year worth up to $9.5 million, $8 million guaranteed. Really a bargain for Washington when you look at the linebacker market in the National Football League. Happy to have him back. Still feel like you need to have a contingency plan. But the big news is Trey Hendrickson requesting this trade. Obviously, Washington, I give you all crap a lot about the IQ of this fan base. I consistently come for you all, and we have a good time doing it. It's all in jest. But, like, to you all's credit, to a man, I think every fan fully understands that the biggest need of this football team right now is at defensive end. Denton, it's crazy doing the Endgame show, B&G Live, that we've done over the last several years. It's been an awesome, awesome show to do. But, like, I remember when Week 9 happened. The Commanders haven't been able to set the edge since Week 8 of 2023. When they traded away Montez Sweat and Chase Young, that was the last time an edge was consistently set for this football team. And it was something that I was, you know, paying close attention to heading into the season, and then we saw it play out on the field. Washington was not very good against the run and ultimately was their undoing in the postseason. If you add a guy like Trey Hendrickson, I wonder, and I'm not saying this as I don't think he can do it, I'm just simply asking the question. I wonder how much he alleviates your run defense issues. We know what he's getting or what he's going to give you as a pass rusher, right? I wonder from a run defense standpoint, what are you going to get from Trey Hendrickson? Because there are some good TFL numbers for him, but when you look at Pro Football Focus, you all know how I am about PFF. To me, man, I think his, I don't want to call it his inability, but him not being a major difference maker against the run, I don't know if it's fair or not. It would make me look, and the run defense grade's not bad. 66. That's 67th out of 211 edges, but they've got it in green, so I feel like it means something good. But, like, it's not a strong suit for him. He's not the biggest guy, right? 6'4", 270. He's got some damn good size on him. So let me not say that. It just feels like, and maybe I'm reaching with this, and I'm not afraid to be wrong. I just look at him and go, damn, I would love a more complete guy. But by no means am I shying away from Washington making this deal. I said it every time I cracked the mic this offseason. I've led the same way. Last year, my slogan is, we're at the mercy of the evaluator. I feel the same way this time around. If they go pull this move off and the compensation, as Jonathan Jones just told us, is a high 3, low 2, if they pull it off, bravo, give them the extension, do it. It just wouldn't be my first choice at addressing the position. And he's not a bad upgrade at all. He's a tremendous upgrade, a guy that led the league in sacks. I just may be looking somewhere else first is the best way that I can put it.
Where else are you looking?
I really like Josh Sweat in Philadelphia. I think when you look at the age, I think he fits the bill of that Frankie Louvu, Tyler Biadasz free agent signing that they had a season ago. Like, I think Josh Sweat fits that bill, and I think he's going to be cheaper, and he's younger. And I think with Hendrickson, I'm not trying to make a big deal about the age. I'm just looking at the positives for Sweat. With Sweat, though, I think he's shown you over the years, too, that he is actually a very, very good run defender. 2023 or 2022, rather, his run defense grade was an 80. It was eighth in the entire National Football League. 2023, it takes a step back to 53. Last year, it's a 69, which is just a tick better than Trey Hendrickson. And the other thing with Sweat that people talk about negatively is, well, he played on the Eagles defensive line. How will he be when he is the best defensive lineman on a front four unit? I like the way Daryl Tapp and company coached that group up to play in unison when rushing the passer, so I don't think he'll have issues there. What I like from him is the ability to stop the run. I know he's going to set a strong edge. We know that for sure. And he's got legitimate pass rush juice. The sack numbers last year, just 8, doesn't knock your socks off at all. He's a guy that's only had double-digit sacks, I believe, twice in his career to this point. So he's not a perennial double-digit sack guy like Trey Hendrickson, but I think he's got the potential to be that. The other thing with Josh Sweat, too, is he didn't play as many snaps as you would expect, I would say, at that position. So I think with a higher volume of snaps, I think you may be able to get more out of him. His contract projection via Dan Graziano of ESPN, let me pull it up real quick. It was 3 years, $60 million, $40 million guaranteed. So that's $20 million on average is what it would cost for Josh Sweat. And that would put him right now, it would be below Trey Hendrickson's AAV on the last deal that he signed. So we know Trey Hendrickson is going to be more costly than Josh Sweat. Rightfully so, he's the more decorated player. I just look at the age, and if you hit on Sweat, if you sign him, I look at him as a part of your core for the next 5 to 7 years. I don't feel that way with Trey Hendrickson.
If you can get him for that price, I agree with that. But my fear is, what did the Max Crosby contract do for that number?
His market, yeah.
Right, like he's not a reset the market kind of guy, but a rising tide lifts all ships. So when you have a guy that just got paid the highest salary for a non-quarterback in NFL history, you got to think that numbers elsewhere in that position group are going to then rise. So did that play a factor into it? Does his number now rise up? Like, what's the cap that you would pay him? Because I think if it's anything more than 22 a year for a guy that's had double-digit sacks once, I know he was great in the Super Bowl.
Should have been the MVP.
But my fear would be, are you paying him based off of that one game because it's fresh in your mind? Or, like, how deep are you going into that? Because I wouldn't give him more than 22.
Yeah, see, and I 100% understand where you're coming from. I just think with him, I'm betting on, I think he's just got more upside. It's how I would look at it because of the age. I'm not trying to harp on that, but it's definitely a factor when you talk about free agency and bringing in outside of the organization guys. I definitely think you got to consider that. I like what he's made of, man, and he always seems to be a problem when he plays us. He's somebody that makes impactful plays. I'm all in on him because it's a cheaper solution to the position, and then you don't have to give up draft capital. Here's the other thing, Denton, that we got to really be honest with ourselves with. For an organization that said it was going to pride itself on building through the draft, they sure have thrown draft capital around willy-nilly. You've given up a 3, a 4, and a 5 to acquire Marshawn Lattimore and Deebo Samuel. So I'm not in the business of really giving up more draft capital, I feel like, unless, right, it's that Godfather deal to acquire Myles Garrett. Like, that's... And I'm not saying the cost for Hendrickson is not very expensive. And I happen to believe, because teams know since he's not going to re-sign him, I think that number's, or that price is even going to drop even lower. So maybe if the price drops a little bit and the ask is a 4 and a 3, this year's 4, which you don't have.
Well, if the ask is a 3, I'd do a 3. Because you're not getting anybody that's going to be better than Trey Hendrickson, more likely than not, in the third. And then that still gives you the opportunity to keep your first and your second to address other positions of need, because Lord knows there are a lot of them. And a lot of that does also depend on what John Allen does. Because if John Allen stays, all of a sudden that's not something that you need to address. You got 3 guys there. And I know people feel a kind of way about John, but if he's still here, that's not a position that you need to address.
So this class is just so deep, Denton, that, like, I hear what you're saying. It would make the need less pressing. But I think with the way that they platoon swap those guys, there are 4 starters. There are your 2 starters that start the game and then the 2 guys that immediately back them up. And then you want to have an injury guy as well for depth purposes. I don't want to go into next year with Deron Payne and Johnny Newton as my starting defensive tackle tandem. I don't. I think they're both 2-3 techs. I think they need a one-eye, a nose tackle. That the guy that I have is Trey Hendrickson's former teammate, B.J. Hill. I think he is the perfect big space-eating defensive tackle that can come play first and second down for this team. That's what I think they need on the interior. Now, the other part of the run defense, too, is like if you get an edge-setting defensive end, maybe the run defense looks exponentially better and the D-tackles weren't as big of a problem as we made it seem. That's why I'm glad we're going to have Ted Nguyen on at 1240. He breaks the film down and is going to tell us what he sees when he watches this Commander's defense. But I hear your point. And I think me and you, who did I talk? Who else did I have someone agree with? I think, was it Grant maybe? Also agreed with me and you. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't 1,000% rule it out of John coming back.
No, I still think there is a potential that he is back. I don't know that it's a high potential, but it feels like there's a potential.
Because this market's going to stink.
Because market clearly is not that great, or else he would have been traded.
And I don't even think it has to do with his talent. I think it's...
it's the contract.
It's age, the contract number, and then Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network, one of the most respected draft guys in the business, has 24 starter grades at defensive tackle in this draft, meaning you're probably going to get a starting defensive tackle. You can get that with your third-round pick, a starting defensive tackle, a walk-in, day-one, plug-and-play guy. Denton, I don't know if you've been twatching me at all recently. I just said twatching. Remember that old, remember that old lingo? But I got a man crush on Alfred Collins out of Texas. 6'5", 320, a guy that can come in here and play that one eye and give you some pass rush juice. Watching him on tape, like to have that type of burst and movement skills at that size is elite stuff. And we saw who he played behind last year, big Byron Murphy and Tavondre Sweat. They had Alfred Collins in the dip just hitting. Like, that's the type of guy I may like in the third round, but I don't know, man. It's interesting, man. It's interesting to me because, like, the Hendrickson thing, to me now it comes down to the draft capital, Denton. I think that's, like, where I'm planting my flag in the ground because it sounds messy. I don't want to say it sounds messy, but it makes it sound a lot, like a lot when I put it this way. They gave up a 3, a 4, and a 5 for Debo and Marshawn Lattimore. So you've kind of gutted your draft capital in the rounds that we expected AP to really do his damage in. So, like, that's my only thing.
Right, although some of those picks didn't really belong to them. But, yes, you are correct. So, like, I flipped that because I'm like, all right, well, you gave a 3, a 5, and a 5 for two guys that are going to be starters. So you're like, all right, we can go with that. I do anticipate that Adam Peters is going to get more picks by the time we get to the draft or on day two of the draft. I don't expect Washington to only draft 6 times. I think we will see a little bit more than that. But if it's only going to be one, I'm making my move for Trey Hendrickson. And if I don't have to give up my first round pick, I'm feeling really good about that. Like really, really good about that because that first round pick could have a lot more value. I mean, honestly, crazy. It might be a little bit more valuable than Trey Hendrickson is right now because of the potential fire sale on certain positions. And if guys or teams get a little nervous and want to jump back into round one, all of a sudden you have a lot of leverage. If you're Adam Peters.
Because we think that quarterback, I think we've discussed.
I think Jackson Dart, Quinn Ewers, Tyler Shough, whoever somebody falls in love with or has fallen in love with, that you're not going to draft super highly, you could not move heaven and earth necessarily, but you could be willing to give up multiple picks to jump back into round number one.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. I think if you injected us both with truth serum right now, this is tough because it would honestly depend on who was left on the board when you're there at 29. But my gut says they're not leaning towards a stick and pick situation. It could be something where it may be better to get more draft capital. And the other thing that pundits continue to say about this draft is in terms of picks 20 to 60, you're getting the same level of player. So does sticking and picking at 29 make sense, especially when you've already addressed a major need in defensive end? So that's what you're weighing here for Washington. And I think, getting to your point, it's all about how you phrase it, right? You're persuasive. You could probably talk the pants off of a nun. Like, this to me is about how you frame it, how you look at it, because if it's a 3 for Trey Hendrickson, that type of pass rush pop, that type of productivity, I mean, it's kind of hard to say no to it. Especially, I love the way you put it with the Debo and Marshawn. Well, you gave up those picks for two key starters where you can rest easy at night at two key positions and go, hey, I don't got to worry about that. So I get the thought process for sure.
Because I'm not as out on Marshawn Lattimore.
I'm not.
as people are. There are a lot of people that were out on him. I'm not out on Marshawn Lattimore the way that some are.
I'm not at all either. I think the hammy was the thing. And I also feel like if they could get a consistent pass rush, the entire secondary looks better, doesn't it? Like, that's just the way that it goes in the National Football League. So I am of the belief that while Trey Hendrickson is a fine move, I'm not in love with giving up more picks because of what you've already given up to acquire Marshawn and Deebo Samuel. For a regime that has kind of sold itself and touted itself on, hey, we are going to build through the draft, they have given up pretty significant capital to this point, not even 24 months on the job. So I like Trey Hendrickson. I would do it. Wouldn't be my first choice. My first choice, like I said, is giving a handsome deal to Eagles pass rusher Josh Sweat. Dan Graziano of ESPN projects he gets a 3-year deal worth up to $60 million, $40 million guaranteed. That's the type of deal I'm looking for. Younger player, I think a more complete defensive end that's got more upside than Trey Hendrickson. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. If it's not Trey Hendrickson, who would you like to attack at the defensive end spot? Denton will give his thoughts. I'll give my thoughts, and we'll take your calls at 301-230-0980.
Trey Hendrickson's living good right now. Myles Garrett is not. The Browns denied a meeting with him. Yeah, the team that's going to hold him hostage said, nah, we're good. We're not meeting with you. So who knows what the future is for him. Elsewhere in the NFL, a lot of interest in DK Metcalf, Chargers, Steelers, Packers, and Patriots among those that are interested. Notice Washington is not listed amongst that group. Christian Kirk, now a member of the Houston Texans. They trade him. They trade for him. The Jaguars trade him for a 7th-round pick. The Texans now have to deal with that contract, see if they can work something out. Big night tonight in the DMV. Caps in action against the Red Wings at 7 from Cap 1. You can hear that on 106.7 The Fan. This weekend, a lot of college basketball. Final weekend of the regular season. Georgetown at DePaul at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Maryland in Northwestern at 3. And then George Mason on the road at Richmond at 6. And that's what's trending.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. Got me bobbing my head as we're coming back from break. I like that. What is this? Good music.
This is Most Def.
Come on, man. that day spinning the tunes. Second Mike and with us right here on the Team 980. Kevin Sheehan Show. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Coming up, top of the 12 o'clock hour, Ben Standig of The Athletic going to join us. Speaking of Ben Standig, Denton, I guess I should introduce myself. Linnell Willingham and Denton Day sitting in for Kevin Sheehan. Speaking of Ben Standig, he put together a trade proposal via The Athletic for Bengals pass rusher Trey Hendrickson. And if you're just now joining us, he officially requested a trade yesterday. And Jonathan Jones of CBSSports.com is reporting the asking price for Trey Hendrickson is a low two and a high three. Lucky for Washington, they have both. My concern and reservation is that, hey, I'm really not in the mood to give up more. I'm not in my mood to give up more draft capital to acquire Trey Hendrickson. Now, would I applaud the move? Yes. Would it be my number one way to acquire a pass rusher, a defensive end? Probably not. But again, if they make the move, I'm all on board for it. It just wouldn't be my number one option. Being real, it'd probably be my number two option. My number one option is going out and trying to lure in Josh Sweat from the Philadelphia Eagles. I think he's younger. I think he's a more complete defensive end when it comes to the playing the run as well. But maybe I'm gassing up how good Josh Sweat is. But that's just the way that I view him as a player. This trade proposal, though, from Ben Standig, who'll join us at noon, is interesting. He's got Washington trading pick number 29, a 2026 second, and John Allen for Hendrickson, and then pick 49 comes back as well. So that interests me. You're giving up more future draft capital, I would add, but you're trading back 20 picks from 29 to 49. And like I just mentioned, this draft class, most people you talk to that cover this thing closely, Denton, I'm sure you may agree as well, like picks 20 through 60 in terms of talent, you're going to be able to garner the same type of player. So this intrigues me, but here's the thing. If you're Cincinnati, like, do you want to take on John's salary for this year? Do you want to take on that money? And if you're John, do you want to play on a one-year deal?
I don't know if Cincinnati can take that money on. I mean, they're gonna break the bank with Chase. He's going to get at least 37. If Max Crosby's getting 35.5, Ja'Marr Chase getting 37.
Well, breaking the bank for Chase, doesn't that lower his hit for this year, though?
It can, but then you have the T. Higgins franchise tag on there. Which, so, like, you're going to need to do a lot of restructuring if you're going to bring in, because what is John on the books, like 18? Like, he has a pretty large cap hit coming in, so you're going to need a little bit of restructuring there. Maybe they do. Maybe they bring him in and they sign him to an extension of some kind, and they hope that he ends up being this captain on defense. I don't dislike that trade, especially if you're willing to move on from John Allen. I would like maybe another pick in return. Like, if Trey Hendrickson is only going to cost, seemingly straight up, according to Jonathan Jones, two or three, and you're going to give a one and a player and another two, I would like something back in return. I guess you're giving up that other two to basically say, hey, please take this contract. But I would want a little bit more in return if I was Adam Peters.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because once you throw John in there, it's like, well, hold on now. I'm giving you a good football player back in return. I just wonder if John fits what Cincinnati's trying to do right now defensively from a cost standpoint. Like, it feels like
They're trying to stay above water.
Right, but it feels like they're trying to shed salary. I can't even say that they're trying to shed salary. I guess that's misinformed for me to say that. They're really just not trying to pay Trey more money. And the market's going up. He knows he ain't $20 million worse than Max Crosby, so they're at a crossroads here. That's interesting. I guess it would all depend if you're John. I know Washington wants to do right by John if they trade him. I know that's something that they keep in the front of their mind.
I would be curious to see what the model would say, because Adam Peters seems to have a really good idea of winning trades, right? And like, I don't know that you have ever dug so deep into like the idea. Like, I don't honestly,
Jimmy Johnson draft.
It's a little confusing at times as to what picks are and the values and all these things. But I do wonder, and I'll ask Ben this, how that matches up with this Jimmy Johnson model, because Adam Peters, at least on paper, for the trades that he has made, I don't believe he's lost in the Jimmy Johnson model. He's always come out, you know, slightly victorious, even some of those moves with Philadelphia, while they end up getting Cooper DeGene, who has a pick six in the postseason, at the very least on paper, just the analytic based, he does come out on top in those deals. So I wonder how that fits in that.
It's fascinating.
Or if the Jimmy Johnson model even takes into consideration, like, trading away an expiring contract and things of that nature.
That's where I think it becomes interesting. I just look at, I'm on board for it. It just wouldn't be, that's the best way that I can describe it. I am all in on it, but it wouldn't be my number one way to acquire a defensive end. I don't think you can turn your nose up at acquiring a guy that's had 17 and a half sacks each of the past two seasons. Like, you would be a fool to do that. It's not at all what I'm doing here. I just am looking at a potential alternative that could be more efficient for Washington when it comes to their long-term roster building strategy. Like, not giving up the draft capital to me is like, it benefits you. And I'm doing this from the vantage point of, hey, we've already given up a 3 and a 4 for, what's his name? A 3, a 4, and a 5 for Marshawn Lattimore, right, and Debo. The 5 for Debo, though, is nothing. Because, like, when you look at where Debo ranks contractually amongst the top wide receivers in the NFL right now, even before Jamar Chase and others are expected to sign, you're still getting him at a bargain. He's like the 19th highest paid receiver, and you're getting that for a 5th-round pick. It's going to be fascinating, man.
A 5th-round pick and then incentivizing him to be good for more money.
I think he's going to have a ridiculous year. Like, you were talking about a cool bet. Giannis last year being Giannis yesterday, 50-1 for the Bucks to win the finals. Debo offensive player of the year odds, I would be in on. I think they're going to really have a niche role for him, and he's going to thrive in it. I really do believe that's the best quarterback by far that he's ever played with. He's the most mobile quarterback he's ever played with. And I think, no offense to Kyle, like, Cliff's cooking, bro. Cliff's mind as an offensive coordinator, I think, maybe a little bit stronger than Kyle's right now, man.
Didn't see a cliff this year.
301-230-0980, the number, right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Lanoa Willingham and Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. He's back with us on Wednesday. Legal tampering period gets underway in the National Football League coming up on Monday. The defensive end spot, clearly a big position of need for the Commanders. One way that a lot of folks expect them to address it is with this Trey Hendrickson potential deal. Jonathan Jones of CBSSports.com reporting Hendrickson, to get him from the Bengals is going to cost a low 2 and a high 3. Is that something that Washington should be in on? If not, who else should they go after at the defensive end spot? We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. I'll give you some other names at defensive end if Washington can't land Josh Sweat or Trey Hendrickson. Plus, we'll begin to take your calls as well at 301-230-0980. It's Kevin Sheehan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.